Today on the Red Patriot Show, I'm happy to have on Randy Conway to talk about authentication, the U.S. corporation, adrenochrome, and vaccines. Randy, along with his partner Rick, started the C2K Report, which is a teaching channel to expose the Babylon System, which is the corporation providing government services from Washington, D.C. Randy and Rick teach how to no longer be owned by the U.S. corporation, trafficked by them, or under their statutes, codes, or jurisdiction, but return to being an authentic person and a citizen of the original Republic of the United States of America. Yeah, so you could just, it's more just a conversation of people with me. Like I said, I'm just a college student who has on the people who are the experts and stuff.
Well, I'm sure that you are aware of the fact, and you've heard it over and over, that, you know, we're a corporation, that the United States is no longer a republic. There's a corporation that provides government services from Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. But when you start digging into that, they can't deal with people. They cannot deal with persons. They have to deal with fictions or other corporations because of the structure of it and the way law is. So they took your birth certificate, created a bond out of it, made it a financial instrument, and created a fiction. You are a fiction, and you do not hold title, use, or interest to that fiction. Imagine it as a tiny little LLC. Now they can deal with LLCs. In fact, I could read you from the congressional record how the difference between a corporation and a person, and they actually recognize that and understand that. But reading law gets boring. but you are a corporation, so they can deal with you. What I have done is take title, use, and interest of that corporation that they created with my birth certificate and with my Social Security number. They no longer have title, use, and interest. I own title, use, and interest. I am the administrator now for that organization. And by doing so, I have removed myself from their jurisdiction. So all this fake law, all this fake mandate, all this fake, only applies to corporations. It's like I do have an LLC. I own an LLC for a business. It falls under every one of those statutes, codes, and rules, and regulations, and IRS, and all those things. But people do not. And I am now a people. And we see this country was formed as we, the people. And we've got to get back to understanding what that means and get back to being we, the people, than a whole bunch of little corporations standing out here saying, you know, wow, you know, I don't like this, because the mother or the superior corporation, we're all subordinate corporations to that. And until you freed your house, and what I was explaining to you is, because my daughter-in-law is in that position, and I am writing a rebuttal to substantiate her position that she is not under that jurisdiction. And it's quite lengthy, because I'm dealing with, you know, different types of corporations have different types of leadership that understand different types of language. So it's been a challenge, to say the least.
No kidding.
But
yeah,
I started this journey in 2015, and I have had people look at me like I just fell off the turnip truck. Just shared with a family.
I think all of us have gotten that look. They're like, these people need to be locked up. Yeah,
exactly. But I just shared with a family recently, and the a mother and two sons, and the mother's already started her authentication process. One son is still questioning. The other one says, well, I've looked and looked and looked, and I can't find where the government is a corporation. It's like, if you can't find where the government is a corporation, you must be looking in a comic book someplace, because it's everywhere. The evidence is overwhelming. It's overwhelming.
I know. I found it within about probably 5 minutes of just doing a few DuckDuckGo's, because I'd heard everybody talk about it and I believed it. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to go. In one of my shows, I was like, I'm going to go find where this thing is. And I mean, I've got the documents there where it's the whatever number Congress it was or whatever. And it's got the thing that made DC a corporation. And I'm like, it's literally there in black and white. I mean,
oh yeah. I actually, in some presentations, I'll have a PowerPoint and literally show the articles of incorporation, literally right put them up on the screen. But just what you were referring to, I'll tell you, Chief Judge Fox, a U.S. District Court judge of Michigan, states, and I quote, "We have two governments in America. That is a de jure republic and a de facto corporation."
Yep.
Direct quote. So with that being known, what do we do about it? You know, how can we, you know, how can we continue to do commerce? How do we continue to survive under the jackboot of this corporate structure? Well, by authentication and taking title, use, and interest of that financial instrument, which is your birth certificate.
Yeah.
It is indeed a game changer. It's a game changer in regards to certain three-letter agencies who like to collect your money every year. It's a game changer in regards to your status as how you are viewed by the corporation. Game changer in what is referred to as a master file. That is because you know there's a file on all of us. Every single person. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing for me was when I learned that that financial instrument, which is my birth record, was a bond that was being sold. It was being traded on the New York Stock Exchange, and I got to digging into that, and I found I'd been sold 634 times for multi-millions of dollars. Well, knowing the history and record of this corporation that provides government services from Washington, D.C., I know that money is not going for anything good. And I determined that whether I make a huge splash in this puddle or just a tiny ripple, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, not the corporation. As for me and my house, you're not going to trade us anymore. So there's some money you're not going to take children from the womb with. You're not going to create adrenochrome with. You're not going to traffic in human commercial labor trafficking, as for me and my house. So there's several persons that I took that ability of them to traffic us away. And for whatever amount of money that is, they can no longer use for nefarious purposes. It's that amount of money. And if for no other reason, that's why I followed this path. And, you know, I followed, like many of us, many different patriot movements and looking into this and looking into that. And I found that, boy, most of these patriot movements, they are the most selfish people I've ever met. They're arrogant. They love to be brought into the courts so they can spout off their mouth and show how much they know. And it's all about me, me, me. I don't want to pay this tax, or I don't want to do, you can't touch me because I'm a sovereign. Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We were sovereign states, and we were citizens of those sovereign states. But the only true sovereign is God Almighty. So you're making a claim that you really can't uphold. And I hate that term sovereign. What we have become is the holder of record. And I hold title, use, and interest now. And I watch these people. They, like I said, love to be brought into to what I will call the Babylonian system courts, because the Babylonian system that is referred to in the Bible, there's been all, you know, for years, people, well, it's here, it's there, it's this, it's that. Well, hey, it's the whole system. It's the New World Order. It's the Illuminati. It's anybody who wants to bring into a one world government and bring in an earth or a ruling situation where the Antichrist can step into position. So I just, for the sake of explaining, I just call it the Babylonian system because that's what it is.
Shorthand. In a nutshell.
In a nutshell. Anything that is creating for this one world order, the new world order, is part of that system. And to me, it's like, why do I want to poke a sleeping bear? Why do I want to continually be in the court? Because what I've done is to be private in my house and learn to keep the private, the public, commercial is commercial. That's the public, and my house is private, and I can't mix the two. But what I did was take this corporation over here that they created, and here's me in the private, and I moved it from there to over here, And now I am its administrator. It has not affected me in any deleterious way. And like I said, I did this in 2015, and it has been nothing but beneficial for me and my house since I went through these steps. In fact, it's been a while since I did this, and I've always questioned whether this should be shared, whether this, because people, you know, like they don't believe you for one, and they're resistant for another. But we've come to such a place right now under this administration, and what has happened over the past few years, that people know something is not right. It just is not right. And as you begin to explain to them about their birth certificate and the corporation and how you can come out from out of that, their eyes begin to light up. And for the past 6-8 months, I have been swamped with a request to teach and to share. This will be the third podcast I've done this week, and I've got another one tomorrow. And I continue to get invitations because people are saying this is real. This is the real deal. And it's not something like other patriot movements where I'm going to draft all this paperwork and I'm going to present it to Babylon, who's going to laugh at me and say, yeah, right. You know, nice job. You misspelled that word. You know, it's like, authentication is something that is written in our law under Rule 44 of Civil Procedures. And there's like 14 different statutes that require the Secretary of State of the state you were born in and the Secretary of State of the United States to authenticate that document for you. And so it's something I request of them. It comes back to me. I replace on that a counter deed, which if you look up in Black's Law, a counter deed literally obliterates any prior deed. And then on to that, I add an affidavit of ownership, and I have established paperwork for my house that if I'm ever drawn into Babylon, I simply display, my authentication papers. I don't ever want to be drawn into their courts, because the courts are part of the system. If I hire an attorney, he has to work for the court first and me second. And there's good attorneys. Don't get me wrong. There's good lawyers. There's good bankers. But they're trapped into a system that is not good. And I have had to learn how to live side by side with that system. And it literally goes back to a biblical precept that says we're in the world, but not of the world. And you know, we've spiritualized that. How do you make that actually practical and tangible? Mm-hmm. And we also, there's a biblical term we throw around a lot in out of Revelations that says, come out of her, my people, talking about Babylon. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, again, you can teach some kind of Sunday school lesson about that, but how do you make that real for a person? I learned how to come out of the system, how to live here where I am in this country without being a part of it. And I really contend, now this is Randy Conway's opinion now, okay? I contend that had on January 6th, the 1.5, 1.6 million, whatever number of people attended a nice little rally up in Washington, D.C., they all been authenticated rather than all being subordinate corporations to the corporation that provides services from Washington, D.C., it would well have made a difference, because a master does not have to listen to the words of the slave. The slave must obey the words of the master. And if they own title, use, and interest, they are not required to. That's how they get around so much in this absolutely ungodly, filthy, and there's a whole lot of other words in my mind right now.
Oh no, when I'm doing my shows, I'm like, even when I'm doing interviews with people, I'm like, I think words, I don't say them because I keep it pretty clean on my show, but I'm like,
but they are the best descriptive words, right? They are the best descriptive, these stupid, no good. Never mind.
Honestly, even the worst words you can think of, I don't even think those even come close to describing these people. It's the best that we can think of, but it's like they don't even come close to describing these people at all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I don't know. That's an opinion. I just wonder what kind of difference
that's okay. made. Because everybody's got their right to an opinion. It's like, hey, right. people don't like it. It's like, hey, like I said, on my show, I spread my opinions a lot. Well, particularly a little bit ago, you mentioned like adrenochrome sex trafficking. I talk about that a lot on my show. And I'm like, folks, I can't give you definitive proof it is, but have you seen what the new American Horror Story season is about? The first part of it? Have you heard about that?
No. Uh-uh.
Humans who drink blood. And they say the younger blood is the best. What it is it's centered around Hollywood, a screenwriter, and to write better stuff, he has to take a pill. And whenever he takes that pill, it makes you drink more and more human blood.
Oh my goodness. Well, I actually
that's literally what it is about. And I'm like, are you serious? And I'm like, no, I can't definitively prove you that your adrenochrome exists. Now, synthetically, it does because you can find it in textbooks. Like, do they harvest it out of children? I don't know. But I'm like, this is what this season is about.
I can answer that question.
I know. It's ridiculous. I know. Because like I said, I watched it the season because I'm like, are they seriously doing this? And I'm like, are they seriously going to continue going doing this? And they did. And one of the characters actually at some point says she actually has, it doesn't show it, but she has one of the ladies in the town steal babies for her.
Oh my goodness.
Oh and my it's goodness. In there. And she says, cause young pure blood is the best. She's like, I get the best high off of young pure blood. And I'm like, where the nuts?
Yeah. I actually have documents from 3M Corporation where they patented the processing of adrenochrome. I have documentation.
Okay.
I believe it's Sim Corporation showing where they have detention centers and how much blood is adrenochrome is ordered by different countries, where it's shipped, and what the average age of their detainees is. And there's no one in there over 8 years old. I mean, I literally have these papers in my possession. Yeah, it's a real thing. It's a real,
absolutely,
very real thing. And so is the corporation. So is authentication. And if people are really interested in learning more about the authentication process, I started a podcast called the C2K Report. C2K stands for a clash of two kingdoms, because I believe that's where we're at in this timeline right now, because, you know, we've always had some good, some bad, some ugly. But now it's like there's a line in the sand that there is no denying. And I call it C2K Reports, Clash of Two Kingdoms. And we go into a very deep dives, hour and a half of teaching how to authenticate, how to self-govern, how to establish your house, how to do what I'm touching the surface with you. Because I really believe if our republic were restored tomorrow, we would lose it the day after tomorrow, because people don't know how to self-govern any longer.
Yeah.
We've lost that, and we lost it on purpose. I could literally make your viewers so angry they would be like Howard Beale from the 1976 movie, and they'd go open their windows and they'd shout at the top of the lungs, "I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore." Literally, because in 1913, and 1913 was not a good year for the United States. Edward Mandel House was the foreign policy advisor to President Woodrow Wilson. In a letter to President Wilson, he literally refers to us as chattel, refers to the money as fiat paper currency. He refers to the high office of the president as the high office of the dummy corporation, says that we will all have to, 1913, very soon, everyone will have to register their biological property, literally says that. What are we doing right now? Vaccine cards, you know. There are some states, your driver's license, in order to get a driver's license, which is an adhesion contract, and some of your Patriot movement people will recognize that term, demands that in order to get a driver's license, the state can request your bodily fluids at any time it so desires. It is definitely a line in the sand. The Banker's Manifesto of 1892 makes one just as angry. We're referred to as the lower order of people. In the U.S. health codes, if you look up the definition of a drug or a pharmaceutical, it is intended for, and I quote, for the use of humans or other animals, not and or, for humans or other animals. So we are viewed by this corporation as chattel, as property, as animals, as the lower order of people. And I, for one, am tired of that. So I followed this path of authentication, and I set my house, my wife and my children and my grandchildren free from the overbearing jackboot jurisdiction of this corporation. And it has become my mission to share the practice of authentication with as many as I can, because once we get enough people that are no longer under their jurisdiction, and suddenly here's we, the people, standing up and saying no more, that is so different than a whole bunch of slaves jumping up and down saying, I don't like this.
I know. Well, that's why when I first, like I said, because I know we met at Bard's Fest, and I was hearing that we were talking about this. Like I said, I've known about the corporation for a while, pretty much ever since we came on board with coming out of the Matrix about in January this year. So it's been a wild ride until since then. And so whenever you're talking about that, that's why I wanted to have you on my show to talk about it. Cause it's like, whenever you bring yourself out from under it, it's like, cause all of us who haven't been authenticated are under, like,
under their jurisdiction,
the U.S. corporation. And so whenever you bring yourself out, that's why they don't want people to know about it, because they don't want you to realize and then authenticate yourself. And then they're like, oh, wait, like, they won't be under us anymore. That's what they don't like.
They don't like that at all.
Because they like control. It's all about control. I mean, it's all this about vaccine control, stuff, absolutely. Whatever it is. I mean, it's all about control.
Another place people can go is The Hidden Day on YouTube and or Rumble. The Hidden Day is doing a C2K report that I'm on each week, and trying to do 15 to 20 minute segments, a bite-sized segment, so people can follow specific instructions. Here's step one, here's step two, and it's more understanding. And then when you want to, you can go to the c2kreport.com, which actually has templates and step-by-step instructions. And there's the C2K report on Rumble on YouTube does long teachings. But what's interesting, the very first time The Hidden Day had me on, we did, I don't know, a 30 or 40 minute program, and I explained authentication as I am to you, and how it changes your jurisdiction and coming out from under the jackboot of the corporation. When we got off the program, the gentleman who hosted that program started the process immediately, emailed me at 2:30 in the morning. He was so like, I am so doing this. And it literally allows you to make decisions for yourself and for your house. It actually creates with it some responsibility, because now I have moved from, oh, I voted for that guy because I think he's good, and so I self-governed. No, not even in the least. That is about, you know, such a minuscule part of that. And we're voting for these people in hopes that they'll make some changes. But have you seen the charter for the corporation be rescinded? Have you ever seen anything rescinded from one Congress to another Congress to another? Once it's in law, it stays. And it is, you know, this all started in 1868. And it has been going that way ever since. So they have really built quite the stronghold. But there are ways out. And the more that we can get people to understand, you do not have to be a corporate slave. You no longer have to do that. But you have to be willing to take the responsibility to do some learning. And because of that, that's why we started the C2K report, so that people have a place to go, so that they can have instruction, templates, documents, written documents they can download and print, and they can have teaching about what it means to self-govern. And I believe that is absolutely why Benjamin Franklin, after the Continental Congress, and a woman asked him, what kind of government did you give us, sir? And he said, a republic, if you can keep it. And I believe we're still there if we can keep it, because we didn't. And, and I'll reiterate what I said earlier. If we restored our republic today, if we rescinded the charter of the corporation and we started over, we would lose it immediately because we have been purposely, our schools have been infiltrated to become indoctrination centers so that as each generation passes, they can take a little more truth out and twist a little more lie in so that we've come to the place that we are today, that people no longer understand what it means to take responsibility to self-govern. In fact, we are so far away from taking responsibility, we have to have safe places on college campuses because people can't deal with reality.
I know. Like I said, as a college student, I've seen the effects of it here. And even in the classes, I mean, that I talk about racism, and these classes have nothing to do with racism. Yeah, we have to bring, like, how does, like, dress affect racism? Because one of the classes I'm taking for my minor in international marketing, it was a dress and culture class. And I was like, oh, this will be cool. But then it's like the first thing that we had to write was, how does dress affect racism? And I'm like, what? What does that have to do with it? But I see what you're saying with that, because, and also, like I said, part of it, them being able to have all this power is because a lot, we just sat in front of the TV, we sat on the couch watching the games, been like, oh, the government's good, the government will take care of us, the government doesn't want to hurt us or kill us. And I'm like, when has history ever shown that to be true? But of course, they've had to change the history books to not show that.
Absolutely.
So that way, because I'm like, whenever, like Benjamin Franklin, to keep it continually, meaning that we have to work to keep it, because everything good in life requires effort. I mean, sure to work at it. And so why would having like the nation on a hill, like of all the world, like a free nation, like us, the United States, like, well, the Republic of the United States, like, I mean, of course we would have to work to keep it. But of course, that's why they've given us TV and video games and just been like, oh, just go on with your life, go yachting and go this and just enjoy your life while we're taking away your freedoms one by one.
Sure. Yeah. As Russell Crowe put it in The Gladiator, and he looked up to the stadium and said, are you entertained? You know, that's the way I feel that we are in the Coliseum, and We are the entertainment for the elite.
It's a good way to look at it. I never thought about that, but I'm like, I have such a mental picture now that you brought up that example. I have a perfect mental image of that now. Yeah.
We are all in the Coliseum, and we're the entertainment for the elite. We are the food source for this reptilian elite. We're the adrenochrome source for this reptilian elite. We are the financial source for this reptilian elite. And that is why I wanted to take my financial support away from them. It's like I told a group, I was just in Ohio speaking, and people had, you know, pro-life banners around, and they were, you know, on the trail speaking against the taking of a life in the womb. And I said, you know, you're doing a good work, and you're preaching a good message. But why do you keep funding them? You're continually funding this until you take title, use, and interest. And I mentioned establishing your house. My house is the House of Conway Yoel. It has a seal that has every much of authority as the seal of the State Department. And my house has become an embassy. And if you think about an embassy, and each one of our houses should be this tiny little embassy. And we're the ambassadors. Well, an embassy is, say, name your country, any foreign country. An embassy in a foreign ground, in a foreign country, in hostile territory, but the ground of that embassy is sovereign U.S. territory. And if I'm visiting that country and I go to the embassy, I have found a safe place where the ambassador will speak on my behalf. And again, he's working under the laws of agency that say when an agent performs, and this is out of Black's Law Dictionary as well, when an agent performs, it is in the eyes of the law the same as if the principal had performed it. So that applies to corporate law, applies in your business. The ambassador is there under appointment, and when he says something to the powers that be in the country that you're in, it is the same as if the president of the United States had proclaimed that, because he is in that position under the laws of agency. So my house has become an embassy of the kingdom of God in the midst of Babylon in hostile territory. And I am the ambassador for that embassy in this hostile territory to present to others how you can find that sovereign ground of the kingdom of God in Babylon for your house and your offspring. And it is it is enormous. It is powerful. And it is real. And it works.
Yeah. it's power, and it's like with great power comes great responsibility, like what you were talking about. That's, I mean, a famous Spider-Man for all those Spider-Man. Like I said, with great power comes great responsibility. I mean, it's been used for the ages in lots of different movies and stuff, but I'm like, it's true, because whenever you have that power, it's like, you know, it's a responsibility, because if you don't have that responsibility, the power is just going to corrupt you like it has all these other people, because it's like power corrupts unless people know where, unless people realize where their power comes from, God, and then it doesn't. But it's like if people think, oh, I did this, it's like that's where the problem comes in. And that's where a lot of these evil people who, well, I mean, outrightly worship Satan, a lot of them. So it's like that's not it's not a secret and not stuff. And it's like that,
And we can't, you know, we can't deny them that right, but we can deny them to force that upon us.
Infringe that on us.
They cannot infringe that on us. And you and to go on with what you said, the responsibility. And this is part of what we're trying to teach. Once I've established my house, people have to understand that everything this corporation does, everything in government is presumed. It's an assumption. And if you do not create, if you do not offer rebuttal to that assumption, then the assumption becomes the reality. And if you are approached by this corporation, you are approached in what is called a solicitation. And I have, I can give you examples. I have been solicited by this corporation. I sent to them a counter offer, along with sealed by my house, along with a fee schedule. And those solicitations by the government literally immediately went away. That's my responsibility as the ambassador for my house, to protect my house and to realize, okay, one was with a certain three-letter agency that likes to collect money every spring. And they gave, they sent me a letter with an assumption. I sent a rebuttal to their assumption, and it was immediately recognized, and I have had zero issues with them since 2014. Another one was
so with hold on off that, because I've been asking, because I'm going to actually have to be paying taxes, like or whatever it is, like here in about a month. And so as an authenticated human being, what does that look like with the IRS, the taxes?
They can't even see you at that point. Now, if you have an LLC, because I have an LLC, and it files taxes every year, because it is an LLC, but they can't deal with people. They can't deal with persons, because they know they have the corporation. They can only deal with that corporation they created. And once you're no longer a corporation, and they see you as a real person, they no longer have any jurisdiction. So that goes away. That, believe me, that just,
Okay. I was wondering, cause as you were talking about it, cause I was wondering if that would indirectly affect.
Not indirectly, but very directly. I'll give you another example of what a solicitation is, and how you have to offer a counter offer or rebuttal. I have a grandson who bought a pickup truck 2 years ago. And I'll pause there for just a minute, because I know you've got listeners that have been in Patriot Movement and said, well, you don't have to license your car, and you don't have to have a driver's license and all. Well, those things can be true if you do the research and look in law, but that is an individual choice for an individual house. I've not chosen to do that because I don't have a problem with those governing factions over the vehicle and driver's license, because it also has a beneficial side, and it's it takes nothing away from me, and it costs me what, you know, $40 a
year. It's a personal decision. It's like whatever is best for your house.
For those of you who do realize that, you can do that. But now you've got to step up another level of education in order to facilitate that without having problem. But, okay, that was a side note. That one's free. Okay, back to my story.
A little footnote.
The Department of Motor Vehicles contacts myself and my grandson, because my name is on the title of this truck with him. And they said, we have reviewed our records. Now, mind you, this is 2 years after the purchase. We reviewed our records, and we believe that you owe another $900 in sales tax. Oh, well, you know, I identify as, you know, I don't care. You know, I owe $900 more without any substantiating documentation.
Yeah.
So I have to offer a counter. That's a solicitation. They're soliciting for $900. I write them back along with all the substantiating documentation from the buyer and from the seller, including the seller's forms that must be turned into the state at the time of sale. So I collect those. I get the what the buyer, my grandson, had turned in at the DMV. So I have those numbers, and I had six different documents of substantiating evidence to show that what they had claimed, that the buyer and seller reported two different numbers at the time of licensing, was indeed false. And so I sent the substantiating documentation and said, along with what you've received from me today, you will find a fee schedule from the House of Conway. So any further communication with the House of Conway will elicit this fee schedule that is attached. And for them to do any further business with me was going to cost them $50,000. Needless to say, that was the last communication that ever took place. That's personal responsibility.
Yeah.
I didn't get out of anything. I had to take personal responsibility for my house and those under the protection of my house to say, okay, here is the documentation to disprove your solicitation, which you have presumed. And if I don't rebut that presumption, then it becomes a fact, and they could literally impound the truck.
It's like silence speaks louder than words. It's like, if you don't respond back with a rebuttal as an authenticated person, like it's,
acquiescence. Absolute acquiescence. So that's kind of how it plays out. And, wherever you want to go from here, if you want to, I literally have quotes from judges. I literally, how this whole jab thing is playing out, how in opposition to the actual written law.
Yeah.
Everything about it is, for those who are interested, you can do your own research, look up Ex parte Milligan, has been standing in law since a decision from the United States Supreme Court since 1866, and is still used today, because it basically says, even under a state of emergency, you cannot be deprived of your rights as enumerated in the Constitution, and those rights which are not enumerated, which are deemed to be self-evident and given to us by our Creator, which are unalienable and unalienable both. And they cannot have a lien put against them, and you cannot be alienated from them. And that's Ex parte Milligan. Even under a state of emergency, you cannot be denied the right to freely travel, the right to assemble, the right to worship. And what happened with all of this, Jab? Because people don't know what our actual Constitution says anymore. And again, if you want to authenticate and establish your house, there's a responsibility that comes with it to understand and know what you are subject to and what you are not subject to, what the law says you must do, and what a higher authority says where you stand. Because when, let me see if I can find a real quick quote for you.
Okay. Oh yeah. But like I said, we're probably going to be going into the authentication process here pretty soon. Cause when I met you at Bard's Fest, I was talking to my dad about, and so he's really interested. And so we're probably going to be doing that here really soon.
You know, I'm here to help you through all of that.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah. And don't worry, all your contact info and website and stuff. Well, your website's actually going to be under this whenever I post it. It's actually, the website's going to be right under your name. So that way, people are watching this, they'll see the C2Kreport.com. So
very good. Well, written in the records of our Congress on this 37th Congress, second session, chapter 49, section 68 says, a person is no longer a people. It is a corporation. So there you go. Written right in the records of Congress. What I'm telling you, Hannah, is the real deal. It actually is.
People who call this stuff conspiracy theories, it's like they just have to do a little bit of research. Like, it does not, that's why I do my shows wherever I do, like Zoom screen share and stuff. I do that so that way people can kind of see how I do it. And I'm like, go out here and do your own. Because they spend more time watching their favorite sitcoms. And I actually just posted something about this on Facebook the other day, just particularly with the jabs, the shots, because I'm like, most of you spend more time watching like your favorite cooking shows or your favorite TV shows, like whatever, than actually going out here and doing research that could save your children's lives. And the same thing applies here. It's ridiculous.
Well,
it's sad too, but ridiculous.
I don't get how in good conscience, even attorneys, because I'm dealing with a rebuttal in assisting another family member, and the employer is being pretty gracious, actually, and they've done a lot of research, and they've got attorneys that they've discussed with, and I'm like, where are you getting these attorneys? Because you're violating the ADA, you're violating HIPAA. And I quoted, I forget how many sections of the Constitution that are being violated. And it's like a 20-page rebuttal. And I'm a farm boy in Southwest Missouri. You know, if I can find this stuff, where are you people going? You're going to law school at. It's, but again, anyone who is interested in hearing this in detail rather than in a conversation, a C2K report, our first report that we did, and this is a brand new show, by the way. I think we've done 11. Our first one is literally taking after what author Jim Pugh stated, that God is government, and establishing the what government should look like. And then our second episode, we dive right into the entire process, an hour and a half of discussing the entire process of authentication and learning to live in the private. In fact, there are people who have taken it to another level, not just learning to live in the private. There is a website called shopyourfarm.com. Now, that sounds like some kind of farmer's market, but I actually have the books. I've written 5 books and have a DVD out. Those, my books are actually available on Shop Your Farm, as is Machinist and different essential oils and herbs. And it is a place that the servers for that particular website are not rented space on servers. They're privately owned. And we can go into that, that website and do commerce in the private. There's also a video conferencing, a messaging center where we can talk without being listened to because they're privately owned servers. I can put a message to Hannah there that you would get a notification. You have a message and you would click on that and it would show a link to the message rather than the text of the message. When you clicked on that link, that would immediately download to your computer. So that message is not on the cloud. It's not online. It's not on the server anymore. Yeah. It's only on your computer. It's amazing. It's very small.
Cool. Yeah.
It's just getting started, but and I think we'll see other things like this happening as people become more aware that we're in a fight for our lives. We're in a fight for our nation. We're in a fight for our children. We're in a fight for our grandchildren. And bless you, Hannah, to a young person that has taken up the fight. And shame on people of my generation who I voted for that guy, so it's all good. And we didn't, I didn't get into this until later in my life to understand what have I left my children and grandchildren. But as we come to this awakening, and we are in an awakening, and we
probably the greatest awakening, like, I mean, in human history from everything, even in all, it really is.
It really is. Yeah. As we hit this clash of two kingdoms, and it's a banging every day. It's not a single clash. It's banging every day.
I know. And it's a battle just as much as a battle of blood. It's not a battle of blood. It's like a battle of wills right now, because it's literally good versus evil right now. I mean,
When you put into the bioweapon that was introduced and the jab that's been introduced, it just became a battle of blood.
Well, I mean, all the people it's killed. I mean, because we have no idea. I mean, no idea. And then them pushing that booster shot now, and there's so much bad stuff on it. Like, whether it's the SM-102, the Luciferase, I mean, like I said, the Bill Gates 0606 like thing, which you can find on Google. I don't know what this crypto thing is, but it don't sound good. Something that could monitor your body. I'm like, it doesn't sound good.
Follow Bill Gates around the world where he's introduced vaccines and look at the results.
I know. And like the people of India and these poor third world countries who just, these parents didn't know. They were just thinking, oh, maybe this will help my kid. They didn't know. It really makes me so, so angry. And like I said, if Gates were to be hung like publicly for crimes against humanity, I'd watch, because I'd be fine with it, which I know some people are like, oh, I wouldn't want to see it. I'm like, I would want to see that. And I would have my popcorn and I'd be all good.
It's literally worse than when the Nuremberg trials were held and the Nuremberg codes written in 1947. What we're seeing today is even worse. It absolutely is. So it is a battle of blood, but it is also a battle of wills. It's a battle of education. It's a battle of knowledge.
Yes.
It's a battle of, for your Christian viewers, Hosea says, my people perish for their lack of knowledge.
Yep.
We cannot be guilty of, if we know something, to not share it with a brother, share it. This is what I know.
Yeah.
Therefore, I'm sharing it so that you can have some knowledge so that you will not perish. And again, for your Christian viewers, I looked at this, the entire jab thing, and I looked at what Dr. Carrie Madej has found. The parasites inside, it looks like
that little thing, whatever it was, that was self-aware and could lift itself on the glass.
Well, if you study the book,
and like I said, hold on, also on that, like I said, that's not even the full story with it.
Oh,
like
no.
I said, I when we go to the break, I'll tell you a little bit more, but because I know people who personally know her, when I was at an event with Clay Clark, and they said what she told on Stu Peters, that wasn't even the whole story with it.
Wow. Wow.
And so, I mean, that's bad enough.
There's a scripture in the Bible that talks about, an abomination that causes desolation in the temple. But when I read the Bible, I find out that I'm the temple now. I am the temple of God.
Temple of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. I am the temple. So if they put a patented device, and Supreme Court has already made an opinion on this, if they put a patented device in my body, now they own me again. They never stop owning that patented device. So now that's in my body. So that is that not a Luciferian agenda to own the temple? So now it owns the temple. And we've just talked about the things that are in that will cause a desolation to the temple. And you just watched through what the jab is, a type and shadow of an abomination that causes desolation in the temple of God. Damn.
Satan only wants to kill, steal, and destroy, and that's what these vaccine things are, and the creatures or AI or whatever else is in them. Because I'm telling you, I don't think we even know the surface of everything that's in these. We know so many bad things that are in there. I'm like, I'd say there's probably things that people still haven't found that's bad that are in these things. It's just, it makes sense. It never had anything to do with COVID. COVID-19 just came along so they could get out the vaccine, because they're like, okay, it was made for that. It had nothing to do with COVID-19. It was all about the vaccine, the shot. It's not a vaccine.
Because there's where the money is. Big money. Big. And if they can make you take 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 boosters, how much more money can they get? It's like the woman, that met with her school board, and it kind of went viral on a YouTube. And she literally called them in a public forum that you received $5 million in order for this school system to follow these mandates. Where's the money? I'm like, you go, girl. Absolutely. Where's the money? $5 million. You just sold my child and the other children of this community. You sold them for $5 million.
Just shows how much they think human life is worth.
You know, what kind of people are you? You know, you just sold, you just trafficked.
Children.
Children. You just trafficked children.
Yep.
Is exactly what you did. Absolutely.
I know. It really makes me sick. Honestly, these school board people, I know some of them are like, well, we're just going along with the thing. I'm like, screw that. No, you're just as much of a problem as Bill Gates and Fauci. I'm like, I'm sorry. But I'm like, guess what? Standing for what's right, you're going to suffer. Like some people more than others, but you're going to suffer. So if you're just like, well, I don't want to lose my job. I don't want to. And same thing to these doctors and nurses. Cause I mean, so many of them are staying because they're like, oh, well, we don't really want to do this, but we don't want to lose our jobs. And I'm like, look, I don't really have any compassion for that. I used to at the beginning, but I don't really anymore. Cause I've seen so many doctors and nurses quit or get fired who's standing and they're suffering. So I'm like, the ones who aren't, you're just being weak-kneed lily liver things. And you're just as much of the problem as the satanic Luciferians. And I'm like, so you all are all the same in my book. Yeah. Honestly, whether that's right or wrong, I don't know, but that's the point I've gotten to with these people. I'm like, don't come to me with your little pity story.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And there's two things you just mentioned, Hannah. One, I don't want to lose my job, but what difference does it make if you're only going to live two more years? You know,
exactly.
What's your life or your job, which is worth more? And second thing, it really identifies where the truth lies, because would a doctor risk losing their license, losing their livelihood, being attacked viciously for a lie? These doctors who are standing up for the truth, they don't do that for a lie. You would not do that. You would not do that for an agenda. You would only take a stand like that for the truth. And literally, you know, if you look back to the book of Ephesians, Paul says, having done all, then take your stand. And people sometimes think that means stand and watch, and it doesn't. It means this is the hill I'll die on. This is where I stand. This is it. And you don't do that for a lie. So I admire those doctors and nurses who have taken a stand. And how sad for those who are afraid to take a stand, because fear has taken them places that they really didn't want to go.
Yep.
It's exactly what's
happening. Well, fear, I mean, that's part of what this whole COVID thing has been about, fear mongering and like scaring people, because I'm like, fear, we know from biology, it shuts off the decision-making part of your brain in fear. Right. That's and stuff. So because people have been in that, they're not able to think clearly. And I mean, the sad part here is that, I mean, the consequences are life or death, really, of what we're seeing with these people who their brain, they're not even thinking, but I'm like, it's like the decision making.
Well
it's,
said.
Because it's yeah, often, it's caused people to die.
Absolutely. Well said. Yeah.
And
I'm not willing to gamble my children or grandchildren's lives on it. In fact, I heard some statistics, and I thought when I heard them, this isn't even good gambling. If 1 in 16 people will have an adverse reaction to the jab versus I have a 99.5 or 99.7% chance of surviving.
Yeah.
Those odds just don't, you know, those aren't even good odds in Vegas. You know, that's like, who is so brain dead that I'll take a 1 in 16 chance of having an adverse effect rather than a 99% chance of being okay. You know,
exactly. I mean, nobody would go to that table if those were the odds. Any gambler knows that, but that, and that, like I said, I mean, granted, that's just money, but like that you're gambling with your own life or like your children's lives. Like I said, that's why I started out doing this. I started doing my show back in April, just because, like I said, a few young people are doing it. I met some of them, but for the most part, most young people aren't doing their own like shows or speaking out on a lot of this stuff. And I have a little 16-month-old niece. I have one on the way. She's going to be born next month. And I'm like, I'm doing it for them. And like, I see the kids around the neighborhood, like running and playing. And I'm like, you know what? I'm like, you know what? There's got to be some sacrifice on my part and some hot, like some sweaty, like work I'm like, Lord, let me do it now. So that way they can grow up in a better country and a better world. So I'm like, hey, just sacrifice now so they can have a better tomorrow. That's, I mean, what parents and just people should do for future generations. I mean, they should want to do that.
They should, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I don't understand those who don't want to do it. And I don't understand those who would take the odds that we just spoke about. It makes you wonder, maybe you burned up one or two too many brain cells. maybe you toked a little too much or something, because what sane person thinks along those lines? It's just, it's beyond.
It's very sad because so many parents out here, and I mean, I even in my family, I've called out some people because they've gotten mad at me for saying, you don't care about your kids as much as you should. Because they're like, well, I do this. But I'm like, you watch more TV than you do looking up things about like vaccines. Like people in my family who have young children, I mean, they should be doing 10 times the amount of research that I'm doing. And I do a lot. And I'm like, they should be pretty much almost doing it like morning, noon, and night when they're not ever working or whatever. It's like, that should be what they're doing, but they're not. And it's very sad because you see a diverse aversion away from what parents who not like parents should naturally want to protect their children, mothers and fathers. But you've seen the divergence away from that to where now they don't really have that innate natural thing of protecting their children anymore. It's almost like they just have the think for your, like every man for himself mentality. And it's so surprising to me because naturally God's created like parents should want to take care of their children. But I'm like this, what the deep state has pushed and all this. And they taught, it's like, oh, it's okay. Just leave your children. They'll be fine. And I'm like, no, you're the parent. That's your job.
That's your job.
To protect them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It is. And for those who would make such a statement to you, you know, you must not care about your children. You must not care about this. It makes you want to punch them in the nose because like, okay, tell me what you know about brown lung and 1918. Tell me what you know about the huge meeting that took place in San Francisco in 1920 after the Spanish flu. Tell me what you know about the actual origins of the Spanish flu, why it's even called the Spanish flu. Tell me what you know about how the spread of the Spanish flu was elicited, and then tell me, I don't care, right? You know nothing except what the talking heads on the mainstream media, who are very, 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 very complicit in this crime. And that's all they know is what the talking heads are telling them. And I say very that many times because they are complicit in this crime. They should be tried for crimes against humanity, the same as the doctors who brought this all on. They should be tried for treason, for the cover up in a recent election. They should be tried for treason for twisting the truth of what literally is. They should be reporting on our government. They used to be the watchdogs for us. We can no longer depend on anyone to be the watchdog but ourselves. And thank God for alternative media and people like yourself who are getting out there. What if I reached 20 people this week or 20,000 people this week? It doesn't matter. Yeah. I reached somebody. And it's kind of like the story.
One person matters. One life saved matters.
It's kind of like the little boy on the beach. And the starfish washed up on the beach. I'm sure you've heard the analogy. And he's running out there and he's throwing these starfish back in the water. And a gentleman comes along and says, you can't rescue all these starfish. You're not going to make any difference. And he never batted an eye, just picked up another, threw it back in the ocean, and said, made a difference to that one. So, you know, make a difference to that one. Message that God has given me to spread in regards to authentication, establishing your house, learning how to self-govern. That's the calling that I have answered for today. And I am not a political scientist or a political genius. I don't have a bunch of degrees after my name. I just have a voice with a message that is pertinent for the hour.
And thank you for sharing it. thank you so much for coming on, Randy. This has been, I mean, great. I'm sure I'll have you back on to talk about this. Like I said, I mean, just because you have so much, I mean, authentication. I mean, you're I've seen people out here. You're like one of the experts right now on here on this process of becoming and the C2K report and like what you all are doing there and helping people to come under God again and the actual Republic of the United States and developing your own embassy, your own house, and taking that back.
I might throw out a little word of warning, Hannah. There are others out there teaching authentication. And they may charge you a bunch of money. I helped a family that paid a lot of money and didn't get it completed. Those out there that are holding up their authentication documents. Say, with these, I can do anything I want. Well, no, you can't. That is not my message. It's about a righteous and virtuous people and being responsible. And it's not about me. It's about bringing this nation back so that my children and grandchildren and the children that you may have yet and the grandchildren you may have yet literally can enjoy the freedom and liberty that those that came before us have enjoyed. And if you're standing up there waving your authentication papers and saying, I can do anything I want, I hope you get nailed.
Because that's just entitlement. It's just people looking for entitlement. I will say that but I know the people you're talking about, because even in this movement, whether it's authentic or just in this whole movement, people looking to make a buck or make it big out here or whatever. And I've seen them and I'm like, you're doing good stuff. But I'm like, it's all about the movement. I'm like, it's not about us as individual people. It's about the movement and about speaking the truth to people, like however they hear it. It's because that's even with me. I'm like, if that's why I've set my website up to where people can go there and get resources for like everything, whether it's legal or COVID or whatever. And I'm like, if they go to my website one time and they know, and then they go to these other websites and they never visit my website again, good for you. Go out here and get from people who like, no, right. Exactly. Because it's not about us. But it's like some people out here are trying to make a name for themselves. But that's in everything. They're always those hustlers in life and always just trying to make. Yeah.
Yeah. And it really is. It's not about me individually. It's about this entire nation. It's about a restoration. It's about a coming back to being a righteous and virtuous people. It's about a restoration of families and a restoration of marriages and a restoration of our republic and a restoration of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's a restoration of the kingdom of God when you get right down to it. It is a restoration and an awakening, and it is a planting these embassies of sovereign ground of the kingdom of God right here in the middle of this hostile territory. And I will continue for as long as, for as long as God gives me breath to be a voice of this restoration.
That's a great ending note. Thank you so much, Randy, for coming on. It was so great having you. And thank you so, and just keep doing what you're doing. And thank you so much for your fighting and just keep doing it and keep speaking the truth.
Amen. I will. You too, Hannah. Thanks for having me so much.
Thank you for watching the Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.